Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Some people, honey, some people feel that young children are capable of understanding seed time and harvest or sowing and reaping. And to me, that's just ridiculous. Children start first grade by at least ages 6 or 7. And in most cases, they have already attended a preschool or kindergarten before they ever entered the first grade, like our little sugar Sophia.
That's right.
Who's in preschool.
Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go and in keeping with his individual gift or bent. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That being the classic Amplified version.
We know of parents who did everything right, taught their children to love and serve God, only to have them take another path. Honey, there's a scripture that should encourage every parent.
Yes. And that is the Message Bible of Proverbs 22:6. It says, point your kids in the right direction. When they're old, they won't be lost.
We need to be encouraged by that scripture. Now, let's get back to the main focus of this teaching. And even though we're talking about children, this teaching is equally applicable to adults as well. Children begin practicing the concept of sowing and reaping as soon as they're in school, regardless of whether it's preschool or first grade. The amount of time a student spends in their studies will yield a corresponding harvest. If a student studies hard by sowing their time and energy, faithfully fulfilling every assignment, taking good notes, studying for tests, they will reap A's and B's. However, if the student chooses to spend their time doing other things, playing outside or with video or computer games instead of reading their assignments, they will reap the mediocrity of a C, or worse, the consequences of D's and F's. You can even say that a student who is diligent, sowing the necessary time and energy in their studies, will reap the 100-fold return.
How about that?
Now, let's talk about students who play musical instruments. If they sow time into practice, they'll reap a harvest of accolades at their recitals or concerts. Now, honey, I remember taking piano when I was young. It was my mother's idea. My piano teacher was one of the elementary school teachers. She was very nice. She was an excellent teacher. But I just didn't spend the necessary time in practice. Why? Well, at that point in my life, my plan was to be a major league baseball player. For me, it was unthinkable that a future first baseman for the New York Yankees should spend any time practicing the piano. So after 2 years, my mother allowed me to quit piano. Frankly, one of the worst mistakes I ever made. Now, my piano skills were minimal because I didn't sow the necessary time and practice. And I certainly didn't reap excellence in performances because, truthfully, my heart wasn't in it. Even though piano wasn't my thing at that age, baseball was. I spent a lot of time playing and practicing my baseball game. As a result, I was a pretty good player. In my last at-bat, in my last game, in my sophomore year in high school, in the top of the ninth inning, I hit a grand slam home run where the ball traveled just over 400 feet in the air. Although I had a lot of promise as a ball player, that summer, I had surgery on my back, and my baseball career ended. Had I continued piano lessons and practiced like I should, I could still be enjoying piano, even though my baseball career is just a faint memory.
You know, if you sow time into practice, then you're going to reap a harvest of excellence, whether it's an athletic endeavor or any other. That's true whether it's free throws in basketball, drills in football, your swing at golf, or backhand in your tennis game. However, we do want to point out that at times, you may experience temporary setbacks on your way to greater harvest and results. Michael Jordan, one of our favorites, considered by many as the greatest basketball player to ever play the game, was cut from the varsity basketball team at Laney High School in Wilmington, North Carolina, during his sophomore year. However, he didn't allow that setback to alter his desire. He intensified his practice and made the team his junior year. And of course, the rest of the story is legend. Jordan was once asked what advice he'd give any high school basketball players, and he said, "Stay focused and dedicated. The game has its ups and downs, but you can never lose focus of your individual goals, and you can't let yourself be beat because of a lack of effort."
That's a great quote. I do remember asking you one year what you wanted for your anniversary, our anniversary, and it was the last year Michael Jordan was playing basketball.
That's it.
And you said, "I want to see Michael play."
Amen.
And we went to Atlanta, sat about four rows behind their bench.
Yep.
And you had a sign.
I don't even remember.
You did a little one. And Jordan looked up and saw it. And if I remember right, he winked at you.
Yeah, but I was so flabbergasted I didn't take his picture. Doggone it. Anyway.
Here's the point. The law of sowing and reaping applies in all areas of life. If you study to show yourself approved, you'll reap a harvest of knowledge, revelation, intimacy, and the fruit of your efforts will remain. There are two scriptures that come to mind to back this up.
First is in 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, very familiar scripture. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." If you study, you will be rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, you will be able to grasp what it is that you're needing to accomplish. Personally, I like the Amplified Bible translation of 2 Timothy 2:15 because it says, "Study and be eager to do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth." Now, the Amplified Bible obviously amplifies the Greek in that scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15, but it does an exceptionally accurate way of really getting to the bottom of that. And the second one is in Isaiah 24:13. Isaiah 24:13 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "For so shall it be in the midst of the earth among the peoples, as the shaking and beating of an olive tree, or as the gleaning when the vintage is done, and only a small amount of the fruit remains."
Honey, in life, the word says we'll be judged by the fruit of our efforts. If we want to manifest good fruit, then we have to plant good efforts.
That's right.
Sowing mediocre or average efforts will never yield a harvest of excellence, even among the most talented. Now, here's an interesting thought. Have you ever noticed that one piece of bad fruit will spoil the entire bunch?
That's the truth.
I love bananas, but one bad banana turns the whole bunch bad. The same thing is true about attitudes. Negative attitudes grow faster than interest on your mortgage or credit card loans. Have you ever been in a group setting where one person starts talking negatively and suddenly everybody else is negative? Sad to say, but negative bad attitudes. It's like a cancer that can spread to the whole body, whether it's a physical body or a group of coworkers. Don't sow your life into relationships with negative people. Their attitudes are infectious, and oftentimes the person affected and infected doesn't even realize it.
That is the truth. You know, it's important to understand the law of sowing and reaping operates on many levels, just like what Harold was talking about. But if you take time and you sow time in prayer, then you're going to reap intimacy with your Heavenly Father. If you sow and take the time to sow time into your children, you'll reap a level of relationship that can't be altered by peer pressure. You know, if we sow time in studying the Word, we're going to reap the calm in the midst of the attacks from the enemy when we know the Word. So if we sow time in our job, going above and beyond what's required, we're going to reap a promotion. Or if somebody's going to come along and find us doing the work that needs to be done and hire us over on their company. So if you're sowing blessings and mercy, you're going to reap happiness. If you sow time in helping others, you will reap random acts of kindness for you. If you sow money as God directs, you will reap a harvest of His blessing.
Honey, I want to come back to Proverbs 10:22.
I love Proverbs 10:22.
And the Classic Amplified Bible.
Good one.
Personalized. The blessing of the Lord, it makes Ray truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Neither does toiling increase it.
I love that scripture.
Personalize that scripture for you. See, that scripture should settle any question about where our blessings come from. I want to share a couple of quotes with you before we close. Woodrow Coyle is an evangelical preacher and radio host of the International Back to the Bible radio and TV ministry. He said, "Concentrate on counting your blessings, and you'll have little time count anything else." And one of my favorites, Charles Spurgeon, the English pastor and author, credible man of God, he once said, "God has a way of giving by the cartloads to those who give away by the shovelfuls."
That's right. You could really take that to the scripture that he gives, you know, given it shall be given unto you, pressed down, you know, and shaken together. And the amount that you give is the amount that you're going to receive back. So if you give big, you get big back.
So sow your time, your energy, your effort, your thought power,
good things,
into the things that you want to accomplish and achieve. And yes, teach your children about sowing and reaping.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says, "Sow a seed, just ask God what seed did have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask." And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.